President Truman's whistle stop speech at Cincinnati, Ohio, 2 September 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm very glad to be here in Cincinnati this morning, especially in an election year when we're starting out on a campaign to elect a new Democratic president of the United States. Get that. Naturally, one of the first things I think about when I come to Cincinnati at a time like this is the fact that this is Bob Taft's hometown. I've known Bob for a long time, and while we have disagreed about many things, the personal relationship between Bob and myself has always been friendly. You know, Bob's intellectually honest, and that's more than you can say for a lot of Republicans. I thought the Republicans were going to nominate him for president this time, and he was my candidate. But the governor of New York took the nomination away from him again, just like he did in 1948, although this time he did it by proxy. That's not for me to say whom the Republican, but it does seem to me that they are a little unfair to Bob Taft. Bob Taft certainly represents what the Republican Party stands for. He's had more to do with making the Republican record and the Republican Party, like the Democratic Party, must run on its record. There's no getting around that. If the American people had a chance to vote for Senator Taft, they would at least know what they're getting. Whether you agree with him or not, you must admit that he is thoroughly familiar with the issues involved in running the government of this country, and he's taken a stand on them. However, the Republican Party turned him down. I think that was terrible. He was my candidate. On the Republican ticket. That looks to me like an effort to run out on their record and disguise what their party really stands for. I don't think this effort at disguise is going to be successful. I don't believe the Republican Party can hide its record behind a new face. When it comes to taking a stand on the issues, the Republican candidate for president is in an extremely difficult position. If he comes out in favor of Social Security, or farm price supports, or minimum wage, or fair labor laws, or housing, the position of saying me too to the Democrats. And most Republicans think that's an awful... They're wrong, of course. On the other of these things, the people won't vote for him, because he's taking a position against their welfare and against the welfare of the country. I sympathize with him because of the fix he's in. I've watched with interest turning and twisting he's had to do in an effort to go both ways at the same time without getting anywhere. I saw one speech he said, in effect, that the things the Democrats have done are good, and everybody now agrees with them. But we ought not to do anything else like it, because it would ruin the country. If you can beat that, I'll pay for it. That does not seem to me to be a very strong position. Incidentally, he was wrong when he said that everybody now agrees with these things, as he can find out for him through research on the record of learning in Congress. I'm asking him right now to read the fine print in the congressional record, and he'll find out a lot of things he doesn't know now. I think you will find, as the campaign goes on, that the Republican candidate for president will discover more and more that there is nothing for him to do except to use the typical Republican approach. That is, to stay away from the issues, spend his time abusing the Democrats, particularly the President of the United States. The Democratic Party is going into this campaign in a very strong position. We've made a record in the last 20 years that is unequaled in the history of this country or any other country in the history of the world. We've nominated a man for president who is well qualified for the job. It'll take hard work to win this campaign, just as it does in every campaign. But we're going to work hard and we're going to win. Remember what I told you. Remember what I told you when I was here in 1948, that we'd win. You didn't believe me. But we did win, and this time I won't have to work so hard because I'm going to have a lot of help to win. I'm sure that the Democrats in Ohio are going to do their part. You know, I carried Ohio in 1948, and nobody thought it could be done. I'm sure that you will carry the state for Governor Stevenson, and that you will elect a Democratic governor, a Democratic senator, and that you will send more Democratic congressmen to the House of Representatives. When you do that, our country will be able to go forward with new vigor in building our national prosperity and securing a lasting world peace. Now, I want you to go home. I want you to talk to your neighbors. I want you to tell them that the country's safety is wrapped up in what you do on election day, just as it was in 1948. I don't believe any of you, even the meanest low-down Republicans in the world, are sorry that I was elected in 1948. Now remember that the welfare of this country is wrapped up in what you do on election day. Go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket and the country will be safe.